Can't smoke and swear. I'm
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, here till 1 o'clock, as always. And, yeah, started things off with some Ramones going back to the mid-80s from the Halfway to Sanity release on Sire Records. Heard a track called I Wanna Live. And I heard a band from New Jersey cover that song last Saturday at SBC here in town, SBC in the downtown east side of Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah, I heard the Nightbirds end their set with that song, I Want to Live. Yeah, it's a great Ramones song. And yeah, Nightbirds did a good version of it. And we're going to hear some Nightbirds right now from their latest release, Roll Credits. Here we go.
Yes!
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
All right, started things all off with a Nightbirds from the roll credits, 12-inch release on Fat Records. We heard a track called BDK Dad, followed with Sore Points from their self-titled Drained Records release. Heard a track called No Cure, and we heard a double shot from Disney Boys. We heard a track from their I Scare Me full-length release. We heard a track called Look I Had and Find Water from their Find Water 7-inch release. Yes, Disney Boys, an act who are residing in Germany. All the members are residing in Germany. None of them, as far as I know, are from Germany. But, yeah, Chris Frey, good friend of mine who played in Radio Berlin and Sludge and a bunch of bands. And CC Voltage, who played in the Spitfires, he was in the band. He's not on the latest release as well. But, yeah, I really like the Disney Boys. Check them out if you haven't already. And we're going to hear another band who played last week with the Sore Points and the Nightbirds and Chain Whip down at SBC. I'm talking about Lee. This is from their latest, Towns. It's a track called Weaponized. Here we go.
You like pain, you like pain, you like pain, so you're Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
And in that last set, we listened to Lee from their latest release, Hounds. Heard a track called Weaponized, and that one is on Mint Records. And, yeah, followed with Susie and the Banshees from a live set on BBC Radio. Yeah, it's a bootleg type thing, and the track we heard was called Love in a Void. And we followed with Lost Cherry, some 80s anarcho-punk. Yeah, this one originally came out in 1984 on Mortar Hate Records, reissued courtesy of the fine Beat Generation Records, and we heard a track called The Waits, and we ended that set off with a new local female vocal anarcho-punk band, The More, and that's from a live recording from last month, November 17th, and The More going into the studio to record, do a proper studio recording. So yeah, we're looking forward to that, because there's two tracks released as a demo, and that's going to be really cool. So and The More feature a couple members. They feature Tyler, who plays guitar in No Class, and Tommy, who sings for Fane. And we're going to hear both those bands, starting with Fane. Brand new recording from them. This is going to be coming out on a 7-inch called All in Self-Destruction, and this is a track called We All Bleed. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Blame it on the youth. no covering up. Why so ridiculous that morning newspapers scrolling the violence? How many more must suffer in time? Blame it on the youth. They always do. Blame it on the youth. We're ready for you. Everywhere you go, it's all the same. Just another part of the bigger power game. All over the world, justice in the pair. Rock for them and a dollar for us. Strip your dignity bare. Blame it on the youth. They are with you. Blame it on the youth. We're ready for you. Just another target on policemen's list.
Put your helmet on. Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, we started things all off with Fane, track from their upcoming 7-inch release called All in Self-Destruction. Name of the track is called We All Bleed, and that, check out a video for that. It's really cool, and that should be coming out on Thought Decay Records, if I'm not mistaken. And followed with another local act, No Class, track called Violence from their last full-length recording. And then we heard from an act called Decon, track called This Is the End. And this band is from—they're from California. Yeah, they're from Riverside, California. With a name like Decon, well, yeah, I guess they're kind of got the D beat thing going on. Followed with one going back to 1984, Last Rites, title track of their album called This Is the Reaction. The original goes for hundreds of dollars, but a bootleg of it is quite cheap. All right, I got a bootleg of it quite cheap, and there will be an official reissue. So, if you can get that, get your hands on that, do yourself a favor. And we follow with an act going back to the early 2000s from Toronto, Ontario, Action. And the track we heard was called Blame It on the Youth, originally done by a band called Extract. And, we followed with The Havoc, another act on Punkcore Records. Action were on Punkcore, and this band was on Punkcore as well, a label from New York, which is no more. And we heard their version of a classic of an old Wales act called The Partisans, 17 Years of Hell. So, yeah, we've got about another 11 minutes to go in the show, so we're going to keep going here. And, we're going to get into some French hardcore punk here. This here is an act called Attendant Sonari. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Just real motherfuckers making some real music.
Everybody in the world, this is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. We heard two bands from France. Started things out where do we start? We start with Attentan Sonori. We heard a track called His Name is Joe, and apparently this band has been around for a little while, but maybe the last 10 years, but I haven't really heard of them until quite recently. And then we heard another act, a demo from a band called Influence Nefaste, and we heard a track called Athena, and that was a demo that came out in November. And, yeah, where do we follow with? You follow with Poison Idea, Legacy of Dysfunction, the soundtrack to the documentary of Poison Idea, which looks really cool. Yeah, we heard a track called Laughing Boy. And, yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week here at CITR. Just thought I'd let you know about something going on tonight, or today, actually. It starts in an hour. It's the punk flea market down at the Black Lab. And, yeah, starts at 2 p.m. We got records, zines, jewelry, and leather, and all kinds of cool stuff. And if you're looking for a show on New Year's Eve, well, there is a show with Sore Points and Fane, who I both played on this show. They're also playing with Dead Cells and Wirehead and DJ Parrish. And that's at CBDB's, and it starts at 9 p.m. and goes till very late. Yeah, hard to believe we've accomplished almost another year. Yeah, it's been a good one. Definitely. Yeah, so next Saturday I'll be back up here with some more new material, maybe a few Christmas songs and some more fun stuff. But in the meantime, check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. And Power Chord should be up soon, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, taking you in there, this is Icons of Filth. Here we go.
So no one asks why, but the rich get richer, the poor just die.